Welcome to the Getting the Deal podcast series in beautiful Antigua, West Indies, where we've been here on a rotary project. This is a good news podcast. We have all kinds of things about sloppy accounting and blending personal and business checkbooks in small businesses. This is the good news. Four clients and one other deal. One of my clients keeps such squeaky clean books. He reimburses the company for his two kids' cell phones on the company plan. Another one, when I asked the two owners, are there any personal expenses, any handbacks? Right away, our CFO won't allow it. And then there's one of our long-term clients, and when asked, is there any adjustments to your financial statement? She goes, oh no, I wouldn't do that. And then finally, a great company we're working with, make about $2 million a year, and the tax return and the financial statements match. It's unheard of. Clean as can be. The CPA keeps them in line, but they are also scared of being audited. Now, we're working on another deal. We're on the buy side on this one. And we look at the adjustments to earnings. And we see this big bonus for the owner, and the question is, why a bonus for the owner, not a distribution? And as far as the answer is, because when you're in a high tax bracket, a bonus is taxed only at 22%. But we also see bonuses for the admin staff and something else, and we questioned and questioned and questioned, and finally they came back and say, no, you're right, we've been paying bonuses every year to our employees. They expect it. It is not an add back. That was about the only thing in those books. Pretty darn clean. So good news. Good, solid accounting in small business can be done. Thank you.